Today we're going to be looking at remembering God, and we're going to be in Joshua chapter 4, if you want to turn that way. We're going to be looking at remembering God, remembering what he has done. And I know that you're thinking, well, this is beginning of a new year. Not yet, not till tomorrow. So today what we're going to do is we're going to maybe look back at the year 2023. Not as a collective church this morning, but individually. I want you to look back on the year 2023. If you're here today, God has done something for you in the year 2023. I don't know what that looks like. Maybe we'll get into it a little bit further on. But we're going to talk about how forgetful we are. I'm forgetful. Today I came to church and I didn't even bring my church keys. I forgot them at the house. I was like, well, how suiting is that? But let me just tell you how I'm forgetful. And the Lord is so gracious to provide people in my life to help me remember things. But let's say it's a Saturday, Georgia's playing football, what have you. Becky needs to run to town. She'll say, hey, while you're gone, can you throw the clothes in the dryer for me? Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I got you. No problem. So I'm there watching the game or whatever, and I hear the tires start rolling up the driveway. Oh, well, Becky's home. Becky's home. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Got to run over there and throw them in the dryer and turn it. She walks in, and she's like, are those clothes dry? You are not going to believe it. The dryer is acting up. You know, something is going on with that thing. But I'm just a forgetful person. I am. I'm just naturally that way. I know some of you are very, I know Becky, thank God, she is the more organized, and she's got a calendar, and she puts everything on that calendar, and that helps us to stay on track. So I appreciate you doing that. My mom is very good. She's saved by my tail many times. She's very good about 8 o'clock in the morning sending you a text that says, don't forget, today is so-and-so's birthday. She is so good at doing that. And thank the Lord she does that, because I would totally forget. But maybe you're like me. Maybe you're not like me. Maybe you've got the memory of an elephant. I don't have that. And I'm going to venture to say that as we walk through this Christian life, we forget what the Lord has done for us very quickly. Let's go to Joshua chapter 4. So, let me give you a little background. We're standing on the banks of the Promised Land. There's a lot of songs about that. We're standing on the banks of the Promised Land. They're getting ready to enter in. Moses, their leader, is gone. Joshua has taken over, and he's going to lead the people into the land that was promised, not just to them, not just to Moses, but was promised to Abraham. And so this is it. This is the time. Let's see what he wants them to do. So this is Joshua chapter 4. We're going to read the whole thing, okay? When all the nation had finished passing over the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, take 12 men from the people, from each tribe a man, and command them, saying, take 12 stones from here, out of the midst of the Jordan, from the very place where the priest's feet stood firmly, and bring them over with you, and lay them down in the place where you lodge tonight. Then Joshua called the 12 men from the people of Israel, whom he had appointed, a man from each tribe. And Joshua said to them, pass on before the ark of your Lord, the Lord your God, into the midst of the Jordan, and take up each of you a stone upon his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the people of Israel, that this may be a sign among you. When your children ask in time to come, what do these stones mean to you? Then you shall tell them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it passed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. So the stones shall be to the people of Israel a memorial forever. And the people of Israel did just as Joshua had commanded and took up 12 stones out of the midst of the Jordan, according to the number of the tribes of the people of Israel, just as the Lord had told Joshua. And they carried with them over with them to the place where they lodged and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan in place where the feet of the priest bearing the Ark of the Covenant had stood. And there they are to this day. For the priest bearing the ark stood in the midst of the Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to tell the people, according to all that Moses had commanded Joshua. The people passed over in haste, and when all the people had finished passing over, the ark of the Lord and the priest passed over before the people. The sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh passed over armed before the people of Israel, as Moses told them, about 40,000 ready for war passed over before the Lord for battle to the plains of Jericho. On that day, the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of Israel as they stood in awe of him, just as they stood in awe of Moses all the days of his life. And the Lord said to Joshua, command the priests bearing the ark of the testimony to come up out of the Jordan. So Joshua commanded the priests, come up out of the Jordan. And when the priests bearing the ark of the covenant of the Lord came up from the midst of the Jordan, and the soles of their feet were lifted up on dry ground, the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and overflowed all its banks as before. The people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month, and they encamped at Gilgal on the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up at Gilgal. And he said to the people of Israel, when your children ask their fathers in times to come, what do these stones mean? Then you shall let your children know Israel passed over this Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord... For the Lord your God. God dried it up. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan. For until you passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up for us until we passed over, so that all the people of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord... Thank you. And you may fear the Lord your God forever. Israel didn't have a great track record of remembering. They're very prone to forget. John Spaulding taught our Sunday school class this morning. I thank him for doing that. We even see how people were forgetful in the garden. The first two people forgot. It didn't get any better after that. They continued to forget. Even in the Exodus, as they're being led out, they start to think about Egypt. Man, we had it good back then. Think about all the good food we had. Think about this that we had. Think about that that we had. And they're being led out of bondage and led into freedom. They would complain about not having whatever food. God would give them manna. He provided for them a pillar of cloud by day, giving them shade in the desert, and a pillar of fire by night to light their way and protect them. They would complain that you've let us out here to die. And he'd bring water out of a rock for them. But it wasn't very long after each time that they would start to forget about what the Lord had done. Well, we think, well, maybe now that they've moved into this land, they'll be a little bit different. No. They move into the land, and they start to become like the people around them. Through the whole cycle of judges, you see this falling away, and God sends a judge, and they come back, and they return, and there's a falling away, and a new judge. You see that. Well, maybe the disciples, maybe they got it, and they weren't very forgetful. We see through the disciples that God would perform a miracle. And then they'd be leaving that miracle, heading to another place. And here it was, they just forgot. They forgot who they were dealing with. Well, what about Peter? I mean, you know, The church was, that's the rock the church was built on, Peter. God told him, you'll deny me three times before the rooster crows. He had forgotten God in just a few hours. We are naturally forgetful people. I think that's why he told them here to set up this remembrance, to set up these stones of remembrance. Now, these stones of remembrance didn't just happen and there it is, God set it up for them. It took a little work on their part. If we're going to remember what the Lord has done, it's going to take a little work on our part. These 12 men had to go into the river and grab these 12 stones. And it didn't say that they stuffed their pockets with them and walked to Gilgal. They carried them on their shoulder. Something's going to be pretty big if you're going to carry it on your shoulder. So it took some work on their part. And they took these stones to Gilgal and they set up a memorial. Our verses here say, and there they are to this day. Well, that was whenever this was written. They're not there now. I'm sure they might be there. They might be covered up with sand or mud or what have you, but they were there for a long time is what I'm saying. This was a substantial monument that they were building. What causes us to forget? What is it that God said, set this up so you don't forget? Well, why are we that way today? Why do we need to remember? What causes us to forget? How about sin? Sin causes us to forget really quick. Temptations that come on that we want to give into causes us to forget. How about our comforts? Just like the people during the Exodus, their comforts of Egypt caused them to forget what the Lord had done. Are there comforts in your life that cause you to forget what God's doing for you now? How about busyness? My goodness. We have to be the busiest people in the history of the world. We've got to be. And all we do is want to add a little bit more to our schedule, and a little bit more to our schedule, and a little bit more to our schedule. We keep ourselves plenty busy. And then what we find is we've packed our schedule so full and we're doing so much that we've forgotten to squeeze in a little bit of time for God, which really should be all of our time. And we're just trying to give him a little peace. I'm going to say that we've even forgot God in our acts of worship. Have you forgotten God this morning? Is the desire of your heart today to magnify Jesus? Is your desire of your heart today to take up your cross? Is your desire this morning to make yourself a little smaller and to make him all? Or was your desire today to be here, to fill this seat, to put your check in the box, that you've done the right thing? Was your desire today, I need to go to church so I can see my sister? Have you forgotten God when you're serving others? We have, the House of Prayer does a fantastic job of serving. We're a serving church. Amen. We are, you look at the calendar and tell me that there's a week that something isn't happening where we can serve others and help others and bless others. And just look at Christmas, for example, all the ministries that were going on. Did you worship God in those acts of service? Or were you going through the motions because that's what you're supposed to do? I can't answer that. Only you know that personally. The Pharisees were completely guilty of being perfect at doing the acts of worship without remembering God in it. And they were whitewashed stones. God help us not to become that. I guess I should have told you guys, I've got three hows, three of them, okay? The first one was how quickly we forget. How quickly we forget. I should have told you that before. So right now we're all thinking, man, this is heavy. I don't like this Tom guy. Here's the second how. How good is our God? It's going to be happier now, okay? I know the first part wasn't very happy. How good is our God? The people were standing at the Jordan. They're about to enter in. Good thing they came at just the right time of the year. Flood season. The Jordan is the biggest it's going to be all year. Flood season. Now's the time we're going to enter in? Do you think that some of those people had forgotten what God had done at the Red Sea? This account is not the Red Sea. This is a separate account, okay? There's a parting of water when they kind of start their exodus, and there's a parting of water to complete it. This is the second one. But some of those people, it was 40 years later, and this was something I even talked to Jeff about. I'm going to say that it was 40 years to the day. Now, you can go back and check that and look at something different if you want to, but the Bible takes the time to say that it was the 10th day of the first month. If you go back to Exodus 12:3, when they were commanded to do the Passover, that was on the 10th day of the first month, 40 years before. So I'm going to say it was 40 years to the day. My God is so good, He keeps His promises. That's how good God is. He keeps His promises, all of them. And so they are standing here. This is a big river. We're not talking about the Notley, okay? Up at Richard Russell. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about the Toccoa or the Ocoee. Imagine like the Mississippi down in Louisiana, getting close to the Gulf. Oh my goodness. So with the Red Sea, he cuts the water and it raises up. Well, with this one, this is a river, so you don't really got to cut the bottom side off. You just got to cut one side off, right? So they cut it off, and it all drains down, and there's this huge wall of water, okay? So the priests carry out the ark. It stops. The water stops, and they walk through. Let me tell you what it does not say. It doesn't say that they trudged through the mud. It doesn't say that they came up with all these contraptions so that they could get through the sinking silt and nastiness of the ground. What does it say? Dry ground. Amen. And Israel passed over on dry ground. That's how good my God is. That's how big my God is. Here's what I want you to get here. We being a forgetful people, prone to wonder, we are just prone to wonder and prone to forget and prone to think about ourselves. And that has caused a separation from God. Well, how did God fix that? He sent Jesus. He sent Jesus. And He made a way where man had no way. And when we enter into this relationship with Jesus and this relationship with a holy God, we don't come through marching through the mud and dragging all the filth with us. We come through on dry ground. Only because of what God has done. That The Israelites did not do this. It was God that did it completely and fully, and it was all Him. So, how quickly we forget. How good is our God? Third, how will I remember? How will I remember? I know it's like we're supposed to do New Year's resolutions. You know, that's what we do. Maybe you can look at these things that I'm going to lay out for you and say, well, okay, that's a resolution. Possibly. I'm going to challenge you to set up stones of remembrance in your life to help you remember. Like Sarah said about the Bible reading program, do you guys have a stone in your life of remembrance to be in the Word? Do you have that? Because if you don't, your mind is going to be fleeting, you're going to be busy, you're going to have whatever come up, but if you don't have that stone, you've got 1,000 other things to do. Do you have that stone of remembrance in your life for being in the Word? Do you have a stone of failing not to assemble together? Is that a stone for you? Or is that not a priority for you? Have you decided that when the doors of this church are open, I'm going to be there? Or are you waiting till, I don't know, your alarm goes off on Sunday morning to decide if you're coming to church? Let me tell you this. If you're waiting till your alarm goes off on Sunday morning to decide if you're coming to church, you've already lost the battle. It's really easy to hit snooze. It's really easy to stay in your PJs. Have you set up a stone of your life that in 2024, I'm not going to be the same person spiritually that I was in 2023? Have you set that stone up? I know this is totally random. Vernon, me and him went on a road trip the other day, and in his truck, right here by the shifter, he's got, I want to think he had two things. I want to think one was a cross and one was a little red stone. Is that right, Vernon? He had it glued or something to the, right there beside the console, beside the shifter. I would say that he's put there to be a stone of remembrance. He's put that there so when he gets in his car and he goes to shift and to reverse or drive or whatever, he says, that's who I'm supposed to be today. That little red stone looks like a drop of blood was shed for me. That's a stone of remembrance. How about you take a stone to say, you know what? I do a pretty good job at coming to church on Sunday morning. Let me take up another stone and I'm going to join discipleship hour class. Maybe you don't like that idea. Okay, what about Wednesday night activities? Okay, maybe you don't like that idea. What about a small group? Okay, maybe you don't like that idea. What about a one-on-one discipleship time with somebody? Okay, maybe you don't like that idea. What about a prayer journal? I got to speak to I'm telling you what, the Lord is good, and He sends people when we need them. The other day, my buddy called me, and he said, "You home?" I said, "Yeah, I'm home." He said, "All right, I'll be there in a minute." So he came by, and we were talking, and he said, "Let me just tell you about something." He said, "In 2019, I did a prayer journal." He said, "This year, I went and got that prayer journal, and I started going through it." Here they come again. Good night. He said, "I just want you to know that in 2019, I prayed for your and Becky's ministry." Amen. 4 years ago. I had somebody praying for me. And then he talked about all the other things that he prayed about in 2019 and how the Lord had stepped in and answered everything that he prayed for. Do you have a prayer journal? What a stone of remembrance. Take a step into something greater this year in 2024. Take a step to strengthen your faith. Take a step to make God more of a priority in your life. The point of what I'm getting at is unless we do something a little different, we're going to keep forgetting. We got to do something a little different. They did something a little different. They carried rocks on their shoulders for a mile and a half, something like that. I don't know how far it was. And set up a concrete thing. When something in your life is set up in stone, you don't waver on it. Decide for 2024 what you're going to do. What are you going to do in 2024 that is set up in stone that you're not going to waver on? I just want to encourage you to do something. Stretch yourself a little bit. What's the reason for doing that? I'm going to tell you this. It's not just for you. It's for the next generation. Twice here it says he told them to do this. So whenever they say, what are these stones for? When the next generation says, what are these stones for? It's for them. To say, the Lord God brought us through on dry ground. Set up these stones of remembrance. Set up this prayer journal. I think I was talking with Peter. We said, you know, how awesome would it be if I had a Bible for each of my kids? And every time that God did something to show up in my life, I turned to a page and I wrote, this day God did this. This day God did this. And then whenever they turn 18 or whenever they get married or whenever they move out or whatever, you give them that Bible and you say, look, here is 20 years worth of what God has done. What I'm saying is, don't keep things that God has done for you secret. We are doing this for the next generation. God is stepping in and doing things in our lives so that we can tell other people. You have your story of where you're at today, probably for somebody else's benefit. God has delivered you from addiction and sin and filth and whatever it is, because somebody else probably needs that too. Somebody else is probably dealing with that too. Somebody else probably has a testimony that's similar to yours and they need that encouragement. I think Sarah does I think I've heard her say before that when she wakes up in the morning, the first thing that she does is says the Lord's Prayer. Is that right? That's a stone in her life. That the first thing that's going to come on her mind in the morning is Jesus. If we want to not forget what he's done, then he's got to stay on the forefront of our minds. Every day, every morning when you wake up. Now, sometimes whenever I wake up, I go, oh God. It could be you wake up and you go, thank you, God. Remember this stone right here, this little stone of remembrance. As you roll the covers back to get out of bed, the stone is still rolled away. He is alive, and he is on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us even today. That's a stone of remembrance. If that needs to happen for you, roll the covers back. Hey, the stone was rolled away. Thank you, God. Don't forget Jesus. Start your day with Jesus.